let me just tell you another thing that came that I want to comment on Sandra speaking about the social involvement, because we actually created sort of a social network activity, very intense. We were thinking that the students would have been happy to post the audio clips and to communicate with other students from other countries. That actually wasn't like really successful. So we have to think about it and made it a little bit more revitalized in a way. I don't know why, but we'll think about it. And you know that in the project there was also a film literacy analysis conducted by one of the partners, Universitat Autonoma of Barcelona, and with 20 minutes late, Professor Maite Soto-Sanfil is coming to present some of the outcomes of this research that actually is still on the run because some of the content arrived very, very recently. Maria Teresa Soto-Sanfil, Associate Professor and Director of Design, Accessibility and Receptions Area at UAB. Her research activities are in science communication, media psychology, reception and audience studies, media effects, voice perception, and so many things that I'm not going to say. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us in the presentation of our project. I will try to highlight the most important things about our project. First, I want you to know that the most important, you know, one of the most important parts of the project is trying to define what the project is about. And it begins with asking ourselves, what are our research questions? So in such a complex, innovative, suggestive project, we had plenty of options. So I'm going to highlight, if it works, okay, which were our three main research questions. The first one was, how will the students respond to the program? The second one was, will the students improve their knowledge on cinema, and particularly on European cinema? And the third main question of our research was, how will they respond to the films? So we had some conditions, some limitations at some point, and some possibilities that were very important also in the design of the project. One of them is, there is not a unique definition of film literacy. If we review all the scientific approaches to film literacy, we can find that this is not a very homogeneous field. And which is even more important is that we don't have any specific and consensed measure of film literacy. It is very challenging challenging, that is the word, because we are also conducting a transnational study. We are conducting a study within 8 different languages and 8 different cultures and 8 different way of understanding the symbols and the what is being presented. So it's something very difficult to organize all the impressions of the students in specific measures. The third and condition or limitation that we had is that it's a reception study, and one of the most challenging things was to find out how to make all the, as I said, all the those the responses of the people, of the students, so diverse to converge in one. In different items to be measured in the questionnaires. The other condition that we had it was that the project lasted just 1 year, and some in less than 1 year it lasted only 4 months. And for doing this kind of works, it is normally to have 3 years for spending our research and in that period of time. And it was on secondary schools, and there are plenty of measures on children and on adults, but secondary school students, teenagers are a very specific target that hasn't been explored in terms of film literacy and their reactions to the movies. So it was also, as I said, a very challenging condition. Sorry? It's okay, now. So after thinking, after designing, after searching on the previous scientific antecedents, we designed this research. First of all, we conducted a pre-test on film literacy and a post-test on film literacy. Both of them were going to be compared between them, okay? And the two tests shared the questions that are marked on green. So they had similar questions on general conceptions about films, on knowledge on film production, on attitudes about European cinema, and they differed in that the first one, the pretest, asked the students about media consumption habits and about their motivations for going to the cinema, because motivations are a predictor of the reactions of people to the narratives. And the post-test had asked them about their attitudes about the experience and about the attitudes about the program specifically. After the viewing of each one of the films, we conducted a data collection on the responses or the reactions of about the films. And those questionnaires measured the enjoyment of the movie, which is supposed to be the most important variable in defining narrative reception by media psychologists' theories. We asked for the narrative engagement, which is the narrative understanding, the attentional focus of the film, the narrative presence, which is the capacity of the film to make the students to be immersed in the narrative world, and the emotional engagement with the movie. We also asked for the appreciation, which is a measure of the lasting impression that the film provides the students, the suspense, the fun, and the moving, thought-provoking. And we also asked the students about the realism. The perception of realism is a meaningful variable of media literacy in the sense that depending on the illusion of what is a screen is not real, there is a bigger capacity of being persuaded by the film. So it's very important to assess how the realism is perceived by these students in order to know how what is to what extent they can be persuaded by the films. So I'm going to show you some very preliminary results, because we are still collecting data, we're still calculating, and after these calculations we hope to have the definitive conclusions of our research. But here. Okay, so we collected the data of 527 students, female and male, in similar proportions. They were 15 years old, that was the average, But the range of ages varied from 13 years old to 19 years old, which makes the group to be very diverse, not very homogeneous, because there are very, you know, huge differences between students of 13 years old and students of 19 years old. I'm going to present you some of the impressions that we got about the way they relate to movies in general. For example, they mostly watch films at home. They mostly watch films at television, followed by watching movies at their computers. They hadn't gone to the cinema during the last month or had gone just once. So they don't go very often to the cinema. They mostly go to the cinema with friends. They mostly select the movies they want to see from trailers and from television adverts. They mostly obtain the films they want to watch through visiting to the cinema or downloading the movies from internet. They mostly watch films for entertainment and for having fun, and that's important. That's a very important, because this motivation for going to the cinema affects the way they receive the movies, of course. They consider the plot, the actors, and the soundtrack to be the most important features, aspects in a movie. So the one thing that we have to consider is that there were very differences in some of these aspects between countries. So not only the sample was not very homogeneous in terms of the age distribution, but also in that every country has its own reality in terms of film literacy, and every country has it receives the movies in a different way. Okay, students evaluated positively the experience to a greater extent. They liked watching films at school. They said they had enjoyed the experience of watching films at schools. I'm showing you the data only of two countries, which were the countries that we had the data most available at the moment of performing these calculations. Students have learned about cinema with the program. Students said they would like to repeat the experience in next courses. Students believe film literacy should be a compulsory course at schools. Here you can see some of the differences between, you know, the answers in the countries. Students have changed their thoughts about European cinema. Students have changed their point of view about films and its industry after the program. Students have learned about other cultures through the experience. They said they had learned of other ways of life about the experience too. And they said they had understood the European diversity with experience. Students considered the most interesting aspects of the project was watching the films with my schoolmates together with learning about other cultures. It was important also for them sharing the same experience with other students from different European countries, watching European films, recording the radio programs, the experience of watching an original movie with subtitles, the stories of the films, discussing their films with their teachers. Some aspects that grew up from the pretest and from the comparison between the pretest and the pro and the post-test for the entire sample, and it includes the eight countries. The preference for watching national films, so they learn or they consider it was a rewarding experience. Films must be faithful to reality, so. This is also a measure of perceived realism. They appreciate the perceived realism in a different way in comparison to the before the beginning of the project, they changed their preference for contemporary films to classics. They said in the post-test that it was covered to download films from internet more than in the pre-test. So we have to think about this. And they said that cinema simply must tell stories. It's just about this. Things that went down for the entire sample in the comparison between the pre-test and the post-test. They said to a lesser extent that it was possible to create good films with low budgets. We have to think about this. Or the cinema portrays moral values, or a film must transmit emotions to the audience. This is a very meaningful item in terms that they have said, in contrast to what has been said here, that they like to be more distanced from the screening so they can evaluate the movie in a more intellectual way. So it's considered to be part also of the film literacy skills. And some aspects that grew up in the comparison between we asked them also to compare European cinema versus American cinema, which is the big competitor, of European cinema. And they said that the European cinema, in comparison to American cinema, was more artistic, has more quality, was less commercial, was less exaggerated, was less superficial, was less dynamic, and was more realistic. Final comments about our research project. These results were only a small part and very preliminary part of the results of the project. It will take time to properly analyze the data and to provide definitive conclusions. There have been observed differences in the responses and effects on the program depending on the country. Countries differ in many of the observed aspects. From a scientific point of view, it would be ideal to continue with the project to get more data based on the current experience. This would allow us to replicate and to confirm these results. And the data obtained by this project, we consider, will be relevant for academy to different disciplines, communication studies, media psychology, education, but also to education and to audiovisual industry and also for regulators.
Thank you. Thank you, Maite.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.